here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. As into Saturday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 31. And Sunday, partly sunny skies. Currently, it's 43.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway is ready to get rolling on the Farm Bill in 2018. He's also not worried about a push to overhaul welfare, potentially making the process more complicated. He's optimistic about keeping things on track and getting a floor vote scheduled by March, a working draft of the bill already in the Congressional Budget Office, and Conaway's goal is to have the farm bill wrapped up in time that welfare reform discussions gain traction on Capitol Hill. While there aren't a lot of details on the draft available to the public, Conaway did share a few insights. For example, he said, changes are needed to be made to Title I in order to aid the cotton and dairy industry. He said he doesn't anticipate significant changes, but there will be some changes to the ag risk coverage and price loss coverage programs. He said we want cotton growers to be eligible for the programs. He also says plans for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program should line up with Republican goals of tightening up federal spending. Well, the White House hoping to play mediator between the oil and ethanol industries. It brought them together on Wednesday for preliminary discussions on the renewable fuel standard. Refiners say they can't afford the RFS compliance cost. Biodiesel industry insists it has to have the mandates in the RFS to keep expanding and growing biofuels. Senators Chuck Grassley, Joni Ernst, and Deb Fisher were there to represent the corn states, and staff for Senators Cruz and Toomey were also there to make the case for refiners. Oklahoma Senator Jim Imhoff would not reveal any details of a plan he's working on to address some of the issues. He did say he would have to address the ever-increasing cost of buying biofuel credits the EPA wants to use to ensure that refiners are blending the required amounts of biofuels in the nation's food supply. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed. Break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground. Helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The already crowded race for Kansas governor now has its first female candidate. State Senator Laura Kelly has filed paperwork to create an exploratory committee and begin collecting contributions to finance her campaign for the Democratic Party's nomination for governor. 67-year-old Kelly will be jumping into a race which already has 20 candidates in the running. Kelly says she'll focus on balancing the state's budget, early childhood education, public pensions, and health care issues. A former Coffee County deputy has pled no contest to multiple child sex charges. Matthew Vanderlinden has been charged with 2 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Prosecutors say that Vanderlinden had sexual relations with a 15-year-old in November of 2016. He was arrested and was fired in December of 2016. Sentencing is scheduled for February 1st. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waters use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago, and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waters.
Authorities are investigating the death of a man whose body was found under a rural southeast Kansas bridge. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office is reporting that 62-year-old Robert Boyer was found near a bridge in rural Girard on Wednesday. Deputies said his pickup truck hit a fence before straddling the edge of a concrete bridge. Investigators believe that Boyer fell 6 feet to the bottom of the creek when he got out of his truck. Deputies say that Boyer may have crawled up the embankment before falling into the creek again. What caused him to leave the roadway is still unclear. Police in central Kansas have a new drug detective, a pit bull that was rescued by a Texas organization and trained for law enforcement work. The Stafford Police Department recently employed Kano, a 55-pound pit bull puppy. He participated in his first drug bust this week. The department believes Kano is the first pit bull to work in such a role in Kansas. Officer Mason Payton is Kano's handler. He said the breed is misunderstood and he hopes to change people's perception of the pit bull breed. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Farmers in Alabama and Nebraska have joined a Nebraska-based fair trade group to sue over the U.S. Department of Agriculture's cancellation of rules that would have made it easier for farmers to demand better treatment when contracting with meatpacking companies. A lawsuit filed yesterday in the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals seeks to reverse the USDA's October decision. The rules would have made it easier for farmers to sue over contracts deemed unfair, discriminatory, or deceptive. A 92-year-old Omaha woman has been hospitalized after an intruder broke into her home, knocked her down, and tied her up before ransacking the house. The break-in occurred midday Wednesday in southeast Omaha. Neighbors say the woman's husband came home to find her tied up on the floor. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved purchase of a new 2018 motor grader at a cost of $266,000, selling a 2010 model at $120,000. A motion to hire a Kansas City firm for design of a new jail addition was approved. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday continued discussion regarding an economic development director. B.J. Smart, who retired from the position in 2000, shared her experiences and provided ideas as to how commissioners might proceed. A key will be finding the right individual with local ties and motivation to move the concept forward. Commissioners shared additional input and feedback from residents. No action was taken and discussions will continue. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a $634,000 bid from Bergkamp Construction for reworking a 6-mile stretch of the Sabetha Wetmore Road, adding concrete into the road base. Albert E. Roderhurst, age 97, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Albert Roderhurst. Riley G. Sparks, age 58, of Marysville, passed away December 5th. Graveside service Saturday, 2 p.m. at Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids. Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for Riley Sparks. James E. Jim Johannes, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Afton Trinity Lutheran Church, northwest of Waterville. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Johannes. Mary Louise Runnebaum, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery at Beatty. Rosary Friday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Friday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Runnebaum. Mary Gladys Stevens, age 97, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Memorial service Saturday 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian First Christian Church, Pawnee City. Visitation Friday 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Stevens. Galen L. Latta, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Galen Latta. Bill L. Biggs, age 74, of Overland Park, formerly of Marshall County. He served as Marshall County Economic Development Director and Axtell School Superintendent. He passed away December 11th. Celebration of life services planned Monday 6 p.m. at the Porter Funeral Home in Lenexa, Kansas. Private interment in Fort Scott National Cemetery. Porter Funeral Home of Lenexa in charge of arrangements for Bill Biggs.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's an ugly sweater contest at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort. Wear your ugly sweater Saturday to get 20% off clothing and enter to win a $25 gift certificate. It's not too late to put in your gift basket order, and they are still shipping fudge daily. Elsie Grace's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Make someone's Christmas merry with clothing, food, home decor, and other gifts from Elsie Grace's in Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather over the next several days. Definitely going to see some warmer temperatures, actually reaching the upper 50s as we head into it tomorrow. We do have a cold front that will sweep down from the north on Sunday, just bringing us a little bit of some clouds and a little bit cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 31. For Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures at 26. For Monday, mostly sunny skies back up into the lower 50s. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Too much shopping and not enough time? Reflections Hallmark has gifts for everyone on your list. There's toys galore, including the area's largest selection of Melissa and Doug. Got a sports fan on your list? There's tons of collegiate gifts with Tervis tumblers, 25% off. Make sure everyone's wide awake with Black Squirrel Coffee. Scarves, mittens, and hats are on sale too, so everyone can stay cozy warm. There's everything on your shopping list and more at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42, record high on this date, 70 in 1933. The average low, 22. The record low was 8 below zero in 1901. Sunset this evening, 5:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:35.
Winter doesn't arrive for a week, but for some parts of the country, the coldest days of the year are behind them. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Ever had buyer's regret? A pair of shoes you didn't really need? Electronics obsolete before you even plug them in? Or tens of thousands of dollars of timeshare regret? That's what you get when you're stuck with a timeshare agreement you don't want anymore. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, the leaders in helping folks get out of timeshares and erasing regret. See if you qualify. For valuable free information, call 1-800-908-3957. Maybe you made an impulse buy that has become a financial burden you can no longer afford. Maybe you don't use the timeshare enough to make it worthwhile. Maybe you were pressured by a timeshare salesperson into making a bad decision. Now you want out because your timeshare isn't a fun escape. It's a waste of your money. With decades of experience, we're your number one trusted option with fast professional service. No middlemen, no cutting corners, no more timeshare regret. See if you qualify. For valuable free information, call 1-800-908-3957. That's 1-800-908-3957.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 15th, the 349th day of the year. Comedian Tim Conway has a birthday, and Thomas Edison patented the phonograph in 1877. On average, the coldest month of the year in America is January, but that average hides a wide disparity between the eastern and western halves of the country. Except for mountain regions, the coldest days of the winter in the western states occurs in December. Eastward from the central plain states, the coldest periods occur in late January, and even February for some regions. Why the difference? Blame humidity. Water warms and cools more slowly than dry land. It's the same with moisture-laden air. The arid regions of the west are quick to warm up once the days begin to lengthen. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local winter outlook at almanac.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a like-new 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2015 Buick Encore, several pickups including a 2014 Chevy Silverado, and a 2005 Dodge Ram 2500. It's priced right at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The number 3 Shockers get ready to host Oklahoma this Saturday at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita, where you'll see a battle of two elite point guards. Sooners freshman Trey Young leads the nation in scoring with 28.8 points per game. He's also third in the nation with 8.75 assists per contest. On the opposite side is Shockers redshirt sophomore Landry Shamet. The reigning AAC Player of the Week is shooting more than 50% from both the field and beyond the arc, while also making more than 90% of his free throw attempts. Tip-off time from Intrust Bank Arena, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And the Chargers visit the Chiefs tomorrow night, knowing that the winner has the inside track on the AFC West title and a playoff berth. Nothing will be decided for certain, but both teams are approaching their showdown at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night as a must-win game. Mid-America Network Sports.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot. barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. Buy one, get one, 50% off of Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Kansas basketball. The Jayhawks will be traveling to Nebraska to visit the Cornhuskers. That game tips off tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Also tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the K-State Wildcats will host Southeast Missouri State. Tickets to the 2018 American Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Championship are available to the general public as of today. The conference making that announcement yesterday. In 2018, the championship returns to the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. To March 8th through the 11th, all 12 American Athletic Conference teams will compete for the league title, which will begin with four first-round games on Thursday, March 8th. And Sam Cunliffe, who transferred from Arizona State, will take the court this Saturday with the Kansas Jayhawks against Nebraska. Cunliffe, in his 10 games last season as a Sun Devil, averaged 9.5 points per game. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night wrestling, Marysville defeats Concordia 58-19. Riley County takes Axtell in high school basketball, and girls play 59-26. Boys action 70-40. Marysville girls and boys tip off at Chapman Friday. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Lynn. Frankfort travels to Rossville. Washington County tips at Wetmore. Centralia's at Blue Valley. Diller Odell at Lewiston. Saturday, Hanover's at Diller Odell. Southern entertains HTRS.
How to plan your holiday party. Step 1, venue. Lando Lanes is a roomy private conference center for mixing and mingling and dining for up to 200 people, plus audio-visual equipment for presentations. Step 2, catering. Lando Lanes makes everything on site for a scrumptious spread for your guests, and a full bar is available for your event. Step 3, entertainment. In addition to bowling, Lando Lanes offers big screen TVs, darts, shuffleboard, and a pool table. So planning your holiday party is as easy as 1-2-3, Lando Lanes. Call today to book your party, 619-6111.
Make your own native bee houses to give as gifts for your favorite gardeners and outdoor enthusiasts. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Your gift will provide years of pleasure to the recipients while giving native bees a helping hand. The easiest method uses a bundle of hollow sticks such as bamboo, reeds, or sumac. Cut them into short segments and remove 3 to 5 inches of pith with wire or a drill. And if you like, paint the front to make an inviting entrance for the bees. Bundle the stems together with wire or place in a bucket or can, or create a solitary bee house from a block of untreated wood. Drill holes into, but not through, a block of untreated wood. The holes should be 3 to 5 inches deep and about 5/16 of an inch in diameter for mason bees. Include instructions to mount the bee house on the southeast side of a post, fence, or building. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The 4 How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
You might not think of a swamp as the best place to grow a corn crop, but here it was the perfect place for a peculiar operation. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind, create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Joe Jones has been a guide in the Okefenokee Swamp for a half century now. He knows the place, past, present, and future.
The word Okefenokee is an Indian word meaning land of the trembling earth. It's hard for you to understand what it is, but it actually looks like solid ground floating on top of the water. You can actually get out there and this stuff will rock back and forth like jello quivers in a bowl.
Decayed vegetation builds over time, forming land that does seemingly float. However, there are large patches of solid land within the 438,000 acre swamp.
The largest island is Cowhouse Island, which the park is on, covers about 8,200 acres. The second largest island is Billy's Island, which is just a shade over 5,000 acres.
The Okefenokee became a federal wildlife refuge in 1927. For that time, these islands were farmed.
Those families living in here, these islands was homesteads for a lot of the families. But the first inhabitants of the swamp were the Indians. Then the settlers started coming in here for fur. Then later on, the timber became an issue. But a lot of the people learned to live off the ground.
The large corn crops grown on these islands within the swamp back in the 20s and 30s had another purpose as well.
This was good for the moonshiners. They could grow the corn, they grow the sugar cane, and they had the water in the swamp, so they had their three main ingredients to make homemade moonshine. And we used to call moonshine in here block and tackle. They say if you could drink a pint of it, walk a block, you could tackle anything in sight.
Their story is next time as we travel the countryside in the Okefenokee Swamp. I'm Andrew McRae.
You'll find wild turkeys gobbling around every state except Alaska. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your land and attract them by focusing on their preferred foods and habitat needs as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Quite often during my commute to work, I'll see a few wild turkeys strutting their stuff in a field looking for seeds and bugs. The normal range of a wild turkey is about 1 square mile. Seems like plenty of space for them to roam, but there are some things landowners can do to provide a healthy habitat. Tom Hughes is the Assistant Vice President for Conservation Programs at the National Wild Turkey Federation. He says the most critical part of managing land for wild turkey is what's called early successional habitat. They need a good place place to nest and a good place to raise their brood.
Nesting covers generally need a waist high with some overhead cover interspersed in there for the hen to be able to hide the nest from overhead predators. Brood rearing cover is generally shorter than that. Open grassy areas that are adjacent to nesting cover.
Hughes says grasses will also attract insects. When poults are small, they depend on bugs for protein to help them grow. Providing food for wild turkeys isn't a necessary part of their management, but it doesn't hurt to have some turkey treats available.
For spring and summer, clovers and some of the small grains work really well. Fall and winter, again, you can use clover and some of the other winter small grains like wheat and oats in particular. In the southeast, and in fact where corn is grown, another crop, chufa, which is a sedge, is one of the preferred foods turkeys over anything.
Turkeys need trees for roosting at night and a water source such as a pond or creek. However, Hughes says there is evidence that turkey populations in very dry environments get most of their water from what they eat. Learn more about providing a wild turkey habitat at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Thank you.
exploring a new method for rural broadband and new precision ag tech to go with it. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Yesterday, I told you about the Microsoft Airband Initiative, a plan to use empty TV channels to extend broadband internet to rural America. Microsoft's Ranveer Chandra says the company is pulling precision ag technologies into the mix.
Once you make connectivity possible, you can connect sensors, drones, cameras, a lot of it, and start getting data, which can then be useful for techniques such as precision agriculture.
Chandra says Microsoft's Farm Beats initiative has at least two components. One is for crop growers.
It enables precision agriculture at really low cost. What we're doing is coming up with a way to build these kind of precision maps for the farmers, telling the farmer, this is what your soil moisture map looks like, your soil nutrient map, so that they can apply fertilizers, pesticides only where it's needed.
Chandra says FarmBeats also includes a livestock tracking application. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Big announcement out of Dodge City today. The Western Kansas Manufacturers Association, sponsor of the 3i Show, said doing the right things for exhibitors and their customers is their focus. And surveys from farmers, producers, and others who attend their annual show indicate the best time for them to attend would be during the winter months. In response to those results, the 3i Show immediately kicks off new dates March 22nd through 24th, 2018, continuing at the Western State Bank Expo Center in Dodge City. For the next 5 years, the 3i Show is scheduled to take place in mid-March. Farmers need a backup plan if the U.S. exits the North American Free Trade Agreement. That, according to a top Department of Agriculture official, Ted McKinney, serves as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. He said he would advise anybody to be prepared with contingencies, despite the administration knowing very well where the farm and ag industry stand. The ongoing talks to renegotiate NAFTA are not going as well as hoped, and McKinney says abandoning the trade agreement still seems to be a real possibility. Now, McKinney says he and others within the USDA are optimistic that the Trump administration will successfully carry the day during the negotiations, but he said it will be prudent for crop and livestock producers to look at some contingencies in the event the U.S. were to exit that 23-year-old trade agreement. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. What was once green is now not. March corn down 1 3/4 at 346 3/4. May is down 1.5 at 355 1/4. March Kansas City wheat down 2 1/4 at 416. May KC wheat down 2.5 at 428 3/4. Same story with soybeans. January soybeans down 2 965 1/4. March beans down 2.5 at 976 1/4. January soy meal is down a buck at 320.60. March is down 120 at 324.40. So things have turned ugly in the soy complex too, except for oil. Oil is holding on to some very fractional gains. January soybean oil is up 2 points at 33.20. March is up 1 point at 33.38.
So barely holding on is soybean oil, while the beans themselves and bean meal is in the red. Now, livestock have been really bouncing around today, back and forth, both sides of unchanged. And right now, everything is green again. December live cattle up 160 at 117.87. February live cattle up 137 at 120.52. January feeders up 80 cents at 147.05. March up 47 at 144.82. All the later months are in the green. February hogs up 42 at 68.05. April up 35 at 72.60. So things are looking good all across the livestock complex at the present time. Cotton is on a heyday again today. March cotton up 101, 76.34. May is up 89 at 76.52. So big plus signs for cotton. January crude oil up 26 cents at 57.30. The other energies are all on the downside today. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, and ethanol are all in the red so far here on Friday. Mixed numbers as we peruse the futures markets here on Friday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, are you tired of those pesky weeds in your soybean fields? You're not able to kill them with current herbicides? Look at the new dicamba products. Soybeans that have dicamba tolerance are excellent for yield. The dicamba will allow you to clean those fields up to make them look like something again that you're used to. Dicamba soybeans, yield and weed positivity. Look at that for the future. Give Kaufman Seeds Midland Genetics a call at 1-800-634-2836.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, talking about a Washington Post story with the headline, Rising Number of Young Americans Are Leaving Jobs in the City to Farm. I'll offer some details after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The story by Caitlin Dewey in the Washington Post started this way. Liz Whitehurst dabbled in several careers before she ended up here in Maryland, crating fistfuls of fresh-cut arugula in the early November chill. The hours were better at her nonprofit jobs, so were the benefits. But 2 years ago, the 32-year-old graduate who graduated from a liberal arts college and grew up in the Chicago suburbs abandoned Washington to move to a 3-acre farm in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And she joined a growing movement of highly educated ex-urban first-time farmers who are capitalizing on booming consumer demand for local and sustainable foods, who experts say could have a broad impact on the food system. For only the second time in the last century, the number of farmers under 35 years of age is increasing, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest census of agriculture. 69% of the surveyed young farmers had college degrees, significantly higher than the general population. And that is a movement that is picking up steam. Now, the new generation can't hope to replace the numbers that farming is losing to age, but it's already contributing to the growth of the local food movement and could help preserve the place of mid-sized farms in the rural landscape. The story in the Washington Post goes on to say, we're going to see a sea change in American agriculture as the next generation gets on the land. Those are the words of Kathleen Merrigan, who served in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She said the only question is whether they'll get on the land given the challenges. Back with the final word after this message.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
The number of farmers aged 25 to 34 grew 2.2% between 2007 and 2012. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When you get done with the farm chores today, give your boots a good scrubbing. CharBoot Biosecurity will reduce the risk of illness in your animals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When was the last time you looked at the bottom of your chore boots? My guess is there's a lot of dirt, manure, and other crud providing the perfect home for bacteria. As you walk from place to place, you're spreading that bacteria, which can make your animals and even humans sick. Keeping your footwear clean is a key component of biosecurity around your farm. Julie Smith is an extension dairy specialist at the University of Vermont. She says it's virtually impossible to disinfect the surface of your boots if there's a lot of organic material on them. Even after going through a disinfectant wash, any leftover debris can still carry harmful bacteria. So the key is to scrub them squeaky clean.
Some people have a place that has a hose with a boot bucket and a brush so they can really scrub off that dirt first. Some people have used modified bucket filling stations, so it's like the bottom of a shower stall. So that you have a place where you can step in there, you can hose your boots off, scrub them down, just get that dirt off first.
After scrubbing, soak them in a clean disinfectant solution. But Smith says you can't step in and immediately step out for the disinfectant to work.
Disinfectants in general do not act instantaneously. They take time. So for many disinfectants, that time on the labels is 10 minutes. Some will say 20 minutes if you're using a lower dilution. So it's important to recognize the time involved for the disinfectant to have its full activity.
If your boots develop holes or cracks, it's time to replace them with a new pair. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about boot biosecurity at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, this should come as no surprise, but United States wheat appears to be facing more competition on the world market. We get the story from Gary Crawford.
Several wheat areas of Canada this past season suffered from significant lack of precipitation.
And yet that crop seemed to do better than expected.
Agriculture Department Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer, his team has added 3 million tons to its forecast for Canadian wheat production, taking it up to 30 million even, just about even with last year's crop. So how does that affect prospects for U.S. growers?
One of the few changes in the U.S. balance sheet was to trim U.S. wheat exports by 25 million bushels and add that to carry out. Why? Because that bigger Canadian crop is going to provide us some additional competition.
Exports now projected at 975 million bushels, about 7.5% less than last season. But Meyer says this week's small cut in export prospects has not prompted a cut in the U.S. wheat price forecast. It stands at $4.60 a bushel for the year. So far, about 60% of the crop's been sold at $4.63.
So an expectation of not too much of a difference in price going forward.
That $4.60 price would be 71 cents higher than what growers got last season. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, a research document released by Farmers and Families First shows the proposed Bayer Ag Monsanto merger would reduce competition and increase costs for farmers. The white paper says the deal would create a $66 billion corporation with unprecedented control over the products farmers and agriculture businesses need to grow, produce, and distribute food. Farmers and Families First is an advocacy organization that states a primary goal of putting ideas into action that promote innovation, lower costs through competition, and fairness for farmers and families. The study claims Bayer-Monsanto merger would control over 35% of the global market for corn seeds, 28% of the global soybean market, and almost 70% of the global cottonseed market. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated waterer models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills? Well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlo Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge,
KNDY.